It's the Rise and Shine Talk Show with Lady C, where we uplift, educate, and motivate. Let's talk about life and faith, ministry, and so much more. Conversations from a pastor's wife perspective. I am Lady C, your host. Family, be sure to like, follow, and share Rise and Shine with Lady C on Facebook and Instagram. Also, head over to CheriseCrump.com for all things Rise and Shine and all shows. Ladies, if you need to be spiritually recharged and reset in every area of your life, join me for a Divine Reset Retreat October 17th through the 19th in Newberry Township, Ohio, near Cleveland, Ohio. It's time for a Divine Reset with Lady C and friends. Reset your faith, reset your mind, reset your finances, and reset after loss with powerful speakers. Don't miss it. Space is limited. Register online at ucfchurch.org. Family, today in the studio, we have a powerful woman of God who has a powerful story. Renisha Holmes is my special guest. She was born in the Bronx, New York, and now resides in Columbia, South Carolina. Renisha is a two-time cancer survivor. She is a living epistle of God's promise to heal. Renisha serves under the leadership of Apostle Ronaldo and Prophetess Trisha Turner of New Destiny Church International. Renisha is also a first-time contributing author of Abba's Daughter. Her desire is for anyone who is battling a sickness and or disease to know that God has not forgotten about you. Renisha, welcome to Rise and Shine.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Welcome, Renisha. How are you, my beautiful sister? How are you doing?
I am blessed.
Amen. Amen. So, Renisha, we're going to go right into your story. So, Renisha, share a little bit with the family. Who is Renisha Holmes?
Well, my name is Renisha, and like you said, I'm originally from the Bronx. I stay in South Carolina, and I am a two-time cancer survivor.
Wow.
Back in 2018. I was diagnosed the first time, and then I had a reoccurrence in 2022. But praise be to God, in 2024, I am cancer-free. God did it.
Come on now.
God did it.
Renisha, you are a miracle. You hear me? Again, like you said, not once, but two times, a two-time cancer survivor. And you stated that this journey has been one that has caused you to know that God still heals today. Can you share with us about the journey when you received the doctor's report? How did you handle that? What did that journey look like?
Well, I'll be honest. The first time, it rocked my boat.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid.
Yeah.
You know, I've never had anyone in my immediate family to go through cancer and survive.
Wow.
So that was what I had to base what I was going through. And so I was scared. I was afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And even after surgery and treatment and telling I was cancer-free, I was afraid. And I lived in fear. This second time, I knew that wasn't going to work. I couldn't be ashamed.
Yeah.
I couldn't hide. I couldn't live in fear. And I was going to need some help. So I had to go through the second time out loud because I knew there were some things that got had to do for me through this process. And it was way more than just treating me for cancer. And so I needed support, and I had to do it out loud.
Wow.
So, you know, definitely different the second time than the first time. I'm not going to tell you I didn't have scared moments. I'm not going to tell you I didn't have, you know, nights where I had cried myself to sleep
Absolutely.
And cried myself up. Definitely. But definitely I didn't go into it feeling defeated or like I wouldn't win. I had to go through it. Like, I'm going to fight with all that I have, because I know that God is good. You know, God is good to me. And so I knew that he was with me, and I knew I couldn't be scared.
That's good. That's good. He was with you, and you could not be scared. Come on now. Right there. Yes. So, Renisha, you said that you had become used to living with bitterness, hatred, fear, and unforgiveness. Wow.
Yes.
So talk to us about that. What did that look like? And how did God heal you in those areas?
So it looks like you take on an offense and you carry it with you, and you you kind of navigate through life not trusting anybody,
yeah.
not thinking that there are any pure-hearted people.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have this image of what you think love is, or what you think the best for you is, or how you think that, you know, this is where God wants.
Yeah.
You know, even though he tells you to forgive, well, Lord, you know I forgive, but you still got it down in your heart.
Mm.
You know, your way of forgiving is, well, I just won't ever talk to you again, or you'll never have access to me.
Oh, that's good.
You know, when someone says your name, it either breaks me down or just makes me angry, or just the thought of you, or, you know, and I went through life like that. So I was scared of everything. I didn't trust anybody. If you were not in my immediate circle, I had no use for you. Or so I thought. And so that's a lonely, hard, horrible place to be. And it really makes it hard to expect anything or even accept anything from God when you live like that.
That is powerful. I'm telling you. You know, you just preached the word.
it's my story.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want people to know that. It does. It makes it hard for you.
Yeah.
To accept the fact that God does love you,
mm-hmm.
and he does want the best for you.
That's
because
good.
You see God as the people that are in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they've broken you, or they've disappointed or rejected you, you think that's the way that God sees you. And that's not the truth.
That's good. That's good. That's powerful.
And he needed me to know that.
Yes. And you know, Renisha, and we miss out having that disposition of trust, and we miss out on so much. We can miss out on so much. We can miss out on, you know, relationships, friendships, opportunities, you know, God's peace. Woo!
Yes, God's peace.
Yes.
Because when you got his peace, you're not living in fear.
Come on now.
And you understand that. But you don't see that when you're living in fear and brokenness, you know? And it's like God's trying to pour stuff into you and you're broken.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not receiving. So it's coming in and going right back out the bottom. And so you can't be for other people an example of God because you are not receiving.
Amen. That's
what God is, you know.
Wow.
Passion.
Renisha, 1 John 1:9 teaches us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. Why is forgiveness necessary in the believer's life?
Oh my God. Holding on to unforgiveness is like having a handful of items and you need to get something. And you can't even get to it because your arms are full stuff that you were supposed to let go of.
Mm.
It keeps you from receiving.
Yes.
It keeps you from receiving. Because, you know, when you think about it, and people, they never stop to think about it, because the Bible says if you want God to forgive you, you have to forgive other people. So how can you go to God and say, you know, God, I did this, and I want you to forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
Please forgive me. The word says you forgive me. But then your brother does something, and you don't forgive them.
My God. You don't
even believe your own self to receive from God.
My God.
You know what I'm saying? You don't believe yourself.
Mm.
So you can't convince nobody else.
Come on, you
got to complain with that. Like, that's something that, and I'll be honest, that's something that that's not a one-time lesson for me. That is a lifelong lesson. Because when you've been hurt and you've been rejecting it, and that has become your way of life, that's how you look at things, and that's how you justify things to yourself. And so that's something that has to be broken. And it's going to be one time.
That's good. You
know, I deal with that. Yeah.
Wow. So, Renisha, what would you tell our listeners about ignoring the warning signs that something is going on in our body? Talk to the people. Help the people about ignoring things that are going on in our body.
Listen to me, people. Listen to me. You know your body, and God does it. However, let's not be foolish when something is going on with our bodies and holding on to it and not seeking medical help.
Mm.
Pray and ask for guidance when you go. You're not going fearful. You're not going as the doctor has to finally say so, but you're going to find out what's going on with you. Because I was blessed to be able to go to the doctor and find out. However, I could have had a different outcome had I waited even longer. Mm-hmm. And I could have even had a better outcome had I went before. So do not be afraid to go to the doctor.
That's good.
Nobody wants to hear sickness. Nobody wants to hear they're ill. Nobody wants to hear. You don't want to hear it. I get it. But do not allow fear to keep you from going to the doctor for something that could potentially be fixed instantly.
Yeah.
Don't do that for yourself. Yeah. You know, don't go needing a miracle for something that you could have, you know, taken care of. Mm-hmm. Maybe even the Holy Spirit will tell you, drink more water.
Yeah.
Or the doctor's telling you, you need to do this. Change your diet. You know, don't limit your own self.
That's good.
And what you can receive by being afraid. Because first of all, he tells us not to be afraid. So mm-hmm. being afraid to go on to the doctor is just disobedient anyway. So you need to go to the doctor.
That's
first
right.
of all, you're not going, if fear is keeping you from going to the doctor, you need to go ahead and shut the devil up and go to the doctor.
Come on now. Come on now.
Anything that fear is telling you not to do, you need to, don't listen to fear.
That's right.
So definitely go to the doctor. Get your yearly checkup. Some of you have families, kids, and people depending mm-hmm. on you. Mm-hmm. And it's simple things. Please don't let fear keep you from going and living in the best health.
That's good. Renisha, you said it best. There are people who are depending on you, your family members. Get to the doctor. And I want to encourage you, family, get to the doctor, get to the dentist. As you know, oral health, there is a direct correlation with oral health and heart health. And, you know, now if you don't have insurance, there are many programs out there where you can mm-hmm. get access to free screening and health care. So like the woman of God said, do not allow fear to hold you back, because the longer you wait, there will be a different outcome. So people of God, get those checkups. Because when you receive these diagnoses, Renisha, you were under the age of 50, correct?
Yes. I was 44. Yes. I was under the age of 50. And now and the thing about it is the cancer I had was a slow growing cancer. So I found out at 45. But we're talking about something. It's no telling. I should have went to the doctor a year, 2 years ago.
Wow. Wow.
So the fear of going to the doctor let me mentally decide how I was going to deal with what was going on in my body.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that to yourself.
That's powerful.
You can't do that. You can't don't do that to yourself.
Yeah, that's powerful. That's powerful.
Don't do that.
Renisha, congratulations on your recent mm-hmm. accomplishment on becoming a newly published co-author. Congratulations. How does it feel to have this major accomplishment? How does that feel for you?
Man, I'm still smiling ear to ear about it, because when I tell you that was only God. Like, I knew I needed to tell my story.
Yeah.
I didn't know how I was going to go about it. I didn't know the first step, you know, and he provided a way.
Oh my goodness.
He provided a way. And so, I was able to tell my story and share.
Yes. So share with the family, what is Abba's Daughter? Talk with us about Abba's Daughter and tell us about your chapter.
Okay. So Abba's Daughter is a collection of 14 authors who have, you know, their own testimonies, whether it is infertility, God snatching them from the street, overcoming abuse. I mean, 14 women of God who are sharing their testimony with God about how God brought them through. And my chapter is the Believing Daughter, and I wrote on Martha. Sorry about that. I wrote on Martha. And just basically how Martha believed, how mm-hmm. she didn't know, you know, when Lazarus passed away, you know, she told Jesus, Lord, I know if you were here that you could have done something about this, you know. I know that, you know, we'll see him again at the resurrection, Lord, but you know, he was here, Jesus, because he was out here, if you were here. And, you know, as Christians, we go to God like that. You know, Lord, I'm at the church, I read my Bible, I study the word, I sung in the choir, I taught Sunday school, and Lord, here I am in front of you with this. Lord, if he had just shown up a little early. And the thing about it is, we're not waiting on him. evil in him. He's done everything he's done everything he's already going to do. And so one of the major things that I had to learn in this process is you don't get to tell God how to deliver the promise.
You just
need to be ready to receive the promise. You know, that's it. Well, your word says, by your stripes I'm healed. And I'm going to tell the truth. I had wrote it out, how the story was going to go. You know, I knew I was going to be victorious, but I knew how long I wanted to take.
Yeah.
I knew, you know, every step of the way. And I had to relinquish. And that was hard for me.
Wow. Wow. I love that, what you said. You don't get to determine how God, how God going to do it.
You don't get to tell him.
Yeah.
And that's what Jesus promised.
That's good. That's
good. You don't get to tell him.
That's good. Oh my goodness.
As Christians, as people who know the word, you know, not so much people who don't know the word, but people who know the word, when we go to God for something, we like, oh my God, your word says, and this is how, okay, so this is how we're going to do it.
That you know is what I'm saying? Yes, I do.
Yeah. You know, and we don't, and sometimes we miss it because it doesn't look the way we think it's supposed to look.
Right.
And so I'm, you know, a part of this journey. There were a couple of times where, you know, I wanted to throw in the towel because it wasn't looking the way I thought it was going to look. And I was like, well, this just can't be it. You know, I'm ready to get off. I'll go, you know, and I listen, patience. There's a reason patience is in the Bible too, because that comes with a promise.
Amen. Amen.
And it's a part that, you know, we leave out.
Amen. Renisha, you know, while I was reading this, your journey is so powerful, and I was, something stirred and tears just, you know, just evoked from me when I was reading your stirring words. You said, I needed to see myself loved by God, not because of how I looked, what I had, or who I knew. And I was just floored. That was just so powerful, because a lot of women, we struggle with that in that love area. Why is it so important that we see ourselves loved by God?
It's hard to receive from somebody who you don't think loves. So if you look back at your life, like I said earlier, a lot of our view of what we think love is comes from the people who we encounter, our parents, our grandparents, our family, you know. And so when we disappoint them, or they disappoint us, we feel like there's a disconnection, or maybe the love stops. You know, your life, you know, something could happen in your life where, you know, it disturbs the flow of love, and that relationship or connection is no longer there. And so sometimes that's how we see God. And so we think when we make a mistake, or we're not what we think in his eyes perfect is, we think that he's taking back his love, or he's not giving his love, or we're not worthy.
Yeah.
And so he had to break down for me. I love you. I love you regardless of how you look. I loved you before you were you. Love you.
Yeah.
And my love for you is not conditional. And here I am, a grown woman, and I didn't know that. All my life, I grew up in the church, so I already know God loves
you. Yeah.
I've been told that my whole life. What does that mean, though? What does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it looked like, okay, he loves me, and he healed me, and he took it back. I made a mistake. I did something wrong. And he took it back.
Wow.
So I needed to understand, that is not God. That is not how God's love works.
And
I needed to know that. And there are a lot of people right now listening to me. You need to know that. He's not taking his love back because you've made a mistake, or you've made a decision, because it's not always a mistake. He doesn't take his love back because you've made a decision. So repent, get back in a good place, and receive.
Receive. Ooh, this is powerful. Oh my. We got to believe. We got to believe it. And then once we believe it, we have to
receive
it. My God.
Yes,
oh my goodness, this is powerful. Yes. So Renisha, tell us, how can we order your book? Now, Saints, I got to tell you, I got my book. I'm telling you, this book is powerful. It's just, I mean, I just feel the power of the Holy Ghost. There's healing in this book. Share with the people, how can we order your book?
Okay, so if you go to payhip.com/SupremeReads, and that's S-U-P, R-E-M-E, Reads, R-E-A-D-S. You'll find this book. And if you check me out on the 24th, I am releasing my own book, Journey to Wholeness. And it's about those lessons that I was talking about, 13 lessons.
Amen.
I had 13 cycles of chemo. And God taught me 13 lessons.
Wow.
So that I can be made whole. 13 lessons. 13 things that I missed. And one of them was about his love. So, you know, I don't know where you are in your journey. You might not have a physical illness.
Yeah.
You might have a broken heart. But no matter where you are, I think that you'll be blessed by that book, Journey to Wholeness. And you can find both of those books. Journey to Wholeness comes out on the 24th. And my Abba's Daughters is also on there. And that's payhip.com/SupremeBreeze. And that Journal to Wholeness will also be available on Amazon on the 24th.
Amen.
As well.
That is powerful. Again, family, check that book out as well. Journey to Wholeness. And you said that was 13 lessons?
It's 13 lessons. And it's a journal. So it's a journal book. And so it has those lessons, scriptures, and you get to journal out your life. Because sometimes you got to write it out. You have to see it.
And I think that's important that when we're going through a process, you know, to reflect and God, okay, you know, if I'm faced with this, what did I learn from this journey that I can carry on to my next journey and to help somebody else? Wow.
Yes. Oh, and because you know what? That's what it's about. He told me that the whole time, and I saw it, but I didn't quite understand how he would play it out. It wasn't about me.
Uh-oh, you got to say that again. You got to say
that. It wasn't about me.
Yeah.
It wasn't about me. I went through it, but it wasn't about me.
That's good.
So sometimes our stories are bigger than us.
Come on. Ooh, come on now.
Sometimes our stories are way bigger than us.
Yes.
Way bigger than us.
Yes. And that is so true. You know, it's about our stories are about giving God the glory and to help somebody else, because you know sometimes we can say why me, but I have learned why
Come
not
on now.
Me. You know,
listen, I had a pity party. You hear me?
Yeah.
I used to have
Lord,
of all people, me.
yes. Oh my goodness. And especially, you know, when you're a young person and you're dealing with such a major illness, you know. And and then just how the certain medical things and what your life would look like moving forward. You know what I'm saying? You know, but it's about to help someone else. And that's what it's about, because there are many people who are dealing with sickness and illness.
Yeah.
And then let's talk about our family members and the caregivers and how that affects them as well.
Listen, I will tell people, before my dad passed away, me and my mom were his caregivers. And I don't think people understand, or I don't think some people don't give themselves enough grace. That's a job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially a caregiver for someone who was once your caregiver.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's a big job. And sometimes we feel like, you know, we feel broken and then we are ashamed.
Yeah.
Because at the beginning of this second journey, and especially with me, I definitely believe that God healed. And I was ashamed that here I was going through cancer a second time.
Wow.
I was ashamed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I was going to, you're going to do chemo? Oh. And it took a stranger on my way to Kentucky to pray for me and tell me, I want you to know that God uses doctors.
Woo! Glory.
A stranger.
My God, I felt that.
You never know who's going to set you free.
Yes, God.
You don't know.
Family, you have to hear Renisha Holmes' story. You have to get Abba's Daughters. Renisha, can you tell the family, how can we connect with you on social media?
On Facebook, it's Renisha Y. Holmes. And I also have another page, Words by Nisha, either one of those. On TikTok, it is Supreme 74. And on Instagram, it's Supremely 74. But if you follow me on Facebook, you will, I have Linktree, and you can find all of my handles, and you'll be able to follow me on any of those pages. I'm mostly on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. So any one of those you can follow me on.
Amen, amen. As we wrap up, Renisha, I want you to take a minute as we're closing out to encourage someone that is listening on today or tomorrow or next year to remind them that God has not forgotten them while facing cancer or any other illness. Encourage the people.
Okay. I would like you to know that I'm just an example. And that means that he has plenty more. Plug in. Lean in. And I tell people all the time, you know, get to you a quiet place and just listen, you know, and be honest with God. Sometimes we try to hold back. He knows your heart anyway. So tell him, Lord, I'm afraid today. Or Lord, I got some news that I didn't like. Or Lord, I can't see. Can you open my eyes? Or Lord, I'm feeling down and lonely. Can you send somebody, Lord, to show up? And I'm going to tell you that he answers prayers. There were many times during this journey that I had to ask him to send somebody, and he did it. Or I had to ask him to remind, and he did it. So don't be afraid to plug in. And then don't judge your journey based on how somebody else is doing. Don't limit God by what he did for somebody else. Ask him what you need and believe and receive. And receiving means he's going to do what's his way.
Yeah.
And then just make sure you believe. You know, the big part is believing. Believe that he loves you enough. He loves you, and he's done it already, and he has not forsaken you. And even in 2024, his promises are still yes and amen.
Woo! Glory to God. People of God, Renisha Holmes, Abba's Daughters, Everyday Women, Extraordinary God, dive into the testimonies of incredible women who face personal struggles just like you, celebrating the power of sisterhood and the love of an extraordinary God. I encourage you to get your copy today. John 11:40 reminds us, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Family, be encouraged. Thank you for joining me on the Rise and Shine Talk Show with Lady C. Now, let's rise and shine. God bless.